This spike in COVID-19 cases around the country is also affecting Massachusetts. The state reported almost 2,600 new cases in its three-day report yesterday, and that's more than 20% higher than last Monday. Also, there are now more than 300 people hospitalized with COVID-19 in Massachusetts. Some communities have brought back mask mandates, although Governor Baker has not indicated that he's considering requiring masks statewide. Joining us now is Sam Scarpino. He's Managing Director of Pathogen Surveillance for the Rockefeller Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
How concerned are you about the numbers we're seeing in Massachusetts?
I am certainly concerned about the numbers in Massachusetts. As you mentioned, cases are considerably higher than they've been in months. However, hospitalizations and deaths are much lower, indicating that the vaccines are highly effective.
But hospitalizations are up too. Over 300 people are now in the hospital with COVID-19. Is that a worrisome figure?
The hospitalization numbers are certainly up. However, they're much lower than they would have been in the pre-vaccine era of COVID, with the same number of cases.
Now, various communities and organizations have taken steps, you know, various mitigation measures, some requiring masks, some requiring vaccines. Let's start with masks. Should there be a statewide mask mandate?
We do need to take more steps to control the transmission of COVID-19. What we can see in the contact tracing data from the state is that indoor gatherings, restaurants, childcare settings, those are places where most of the transmission is happening outside of the household. And so I think we do need to consider more widespread masking.
And does that mean a statewide mandate?
The evidence for the effectiveness of mandates is mixed. I was a part of a large 400,000 person survey conducted out of Boston Children's Hospital with SurveyMonkey that showed community buy-in as being far more important for masking than statewide mandates. However, we do need coordinated guidance from the state to ensure that businesses and communities are not on their own in making these difficult decisions.
How about schools? Should there be masks in schools?
When transmission is high, which it is now, if we're going to safely reopen schools, which should be a top priority, we need a combination of ventilation, masking, and vaccination of everyone who is eligible.
Should there be vaccine mandates in the state?
I think that we do need to seriously consider vaccine mandates, especially for individuals that are going to be in contact with those that are unvaccinated or for those that are at high risk of severe disease.
Do you think many businesses have already brought back workers? Some are saying after Labor Day. Do you think that businesses should slow down that pace of the return to the office?
I think for businesses that can function effectively with workers remote, we need to seriously consider that option, especially because there are many families with children who are too young to be vaccinated.
Now, demand for testing appears to be on the rise, but is there enough testing to determine, you know, how broadly these infections are happening?
Testing is down about 50% from where it was back in April. And one of the things that we need to focus on is increased testing, both the PCR testing and the at-home rapid testing. The fact that we have evidence for long lines and waits is unacceptable and something that we need to address immediately. Testing is a critical piece of our ability to function safely.
So you would say we do have enough testing. We just need to make sure it's implemented better and we need it right now.
That's right. I think that we do have enough capacity for testing. The demand is still down. And I think given that the demand is down, there should not really be any wait to get a test, and the turnaround time should be very quick.
Now, many folks are feeling deja vu here. Is this the same as last fall? We thought things were okay in the summer, and then suddenly people got slammed. How would you compare this time to last year?
Well, cases are already much higher this time than they were last year. They're almost three times higher in terms of the seven-day rolling average. However, hospitalizations and deaths are down, and we have the vaccines. So I think that we can bring this under control and have the potential for a much more normal fall.
Okay. Sam Scarpino, Managing Director of Pathogen Surveillance at the Rockefeller Foundation and an affiliate professor at Northeastern University, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.